best tip that I have found in the last recent days, that is to create an Asana account in Usen for project management. So Asana is a project management tool that is super helpful for every task that you have in mind. But the reason I'm actually sharing with you this tool is because it's not only a to-do list that is categorized by project and like stuff to do. Like, for example, yes, I have some assets that I'm taking care of, some projects about content creation, some branding, some university stuff that it needs to be done. In a couple of days, I will be having an extra board about some project that I will start doing that it will take away from me like 15 days, and it's fitness work, like everything you need. Yeah, you can do that, but that's not the only reason why I'm sharing this. It's because of the space that takes away from your brain. Let me explain. So I was used to have a lot of processes in my brain, and not like I'm doing multitasking, but I'm talking about like the way that I was doing some kind of stuff, my algorithms about certain processes, certain tasks that I needed to do. I had that information in my brain and I have to balance, and I was like super worried, like, oh, but I have to do like this in the lounge, oh, but I have to do this at the content writing, oh, but I have to do this at the lunch project. Oh, it was a lot to balance and to play with. So the main reason why I'm sharing this tip with you is because I took a board and I wrote some tasks, and my eyes are burning. So I wrote some tasks, and under those tasks I actually took the time to write and explain all the algorithm that I had in my mind. For example, like when I'm writing an article, it's not that I'm just taking care of the writing part, but also I have to play with the tags and the categories and the multimedia, and like then the after content, and then how I'm going to send that content to the people that are subscribed to my list, and all those kind of details had certain processes in my mind that they were kind of playing around, and I was playing around with all that information in my mind, that the only thing I was worried about was about doing and checking all of the steps that in my mind and in my perspective had to be done. By doing this, that by writing those algorithms on the certain tasks in my Asana account, now I knew, I was certain that those steps were not going to be lost, and then I could like take a step forward and see what was going on with all of what I was doing, and I could like connect the dots and optimize a couple of things that were getting behind me. So by doing this, I'm taking advantage of actually optimizing my processes and not just taking care that everything gets done. That's the main reason what I'm sharing this with you, because after I knew and I was certain that everything will be taken care of, because I already wrote it on a task, and that task will be repeatable, only that action gave me a peace of mind and gave me a reason to go forward and actually start to optimize my processes and not get behind. Because yes, there is a lot of work, there is a lot of stuff to be done, but when you actually take a moment to analyze it and making sure that everything of your projects and everything of your algorithms will be done, it is a great goal from today's world that some things can get optimized, automated, and be done quickly with the help of technology. So that is what Asana had helped me to do in the last few weeks. So that's the only reason why I'm sharing this, because I could share like how to use Asana, but you can find several of tutorials out there on how to use Asana. But I'm actually telling you that by using Asana, you can optimize your business or your content creation project or your all overall projects. So that's the main reason why I kind of loving Asana, and I've been using Asana for the last 2 weeks. So I'm very new at this, but in just 2 weeks I actually was able to optimize my processes and actually see where I could like get something automated and be that could be a step forward on my goals. And I've been years doing stuff manually and had that opportunity of optimization was kind of grateful. And the only reason I don't know if that was the only reason why that I was able to do it, because I actually was not thinking about the algorithm. And then I was like cooking and I was like, wait a minute, I can do this. But I knew that I reached that state of mind because I wasn't thinking about all the things that I have to do, because I knew that all the things that I had to do, all my tasks, were already saved on my Asana account. So yeah, you can use Asana, but I'm going to show you how Asana actually looks like, so you can actually make, let's see, I can change here. So first of all, I created my boards, and these are, here are my boards, and as you can see, these boards actually have the, it's not just about work, it's about everything. I have my career, ideas, branding, assets, and personal career. Obviously, is for my civil engineer career. There's a lot to be done over there. Actually, before I made this live transmission, I already had a call with my team because we're super close to our presentation and we have two tests going on, and I had a lot of tests for my technical English. So yeah, it's moving a lot of there. And the most important thing, that in my university board, there's a lot of dates that can't be postponed. And sorry, I'm just making myself comfortable by putting my feet on the chairs. Okay, so yeah, so the main thing about my university board is that a lot of dates can't be postponed, and that's why Asana is super helpful for me, because like this are my projects. Like, all my boards are my projects, and the things that I think like are the broad categories. Like, ideas is just that if I found an idea and I think that is interesting for me and it wakes up my curiosity in the three niches that I'm specializing in. So if I found something that is kind of helpful, I place that over there, and in the hopes for developing that idea in the next few weeks, months, years, I don't know. But branding is all about the content creation that I do. Assets is all about the products and services that I do. And personal, it's all about my personal health and current things, like current compromisers, duties, commitments. So yeah, so that those are my boards, but eventually if I have another project I will be adding a new one. So but what is the main thing here? It's not all about the boards, but they're actually looking super cute though. So I'm going to show you what I like. Is that you can actually see, I'm going to show you my last week's calendar. So as you can see, I already did everything. I'm going to place the same image in my computer. So you can see that I have this panoramic of how my calendar looks, and everything is like the task respects the category color or the board color. So that's how I know what I'm working on. As you can see, most of my work is university work, but I'm trying to like distribute everything around that so that it could be workable and I don't get bored about doing the same thing all the time. So that's what I'm doing right now, and I love how this looks because it gives me a great perspective of how my day will be and how my entire month will be. For example, I didn't add like the whole screen because there's some things that I'm working on right now, but at least you can see that last week is done. I mean, I could do everything. I did everything in schedule, and that was super helpful. And I think, I mean, it's not that I'm working differently. I guess I'm trying to optimize a few things because I already told you that I have a cleaner state of mind because I know all my processes are on Asana. But it makes me feel more accomplished because I actually can see everything that I have done, and it's kind of cool that I could like check the task and see how it's like going with a fade color. So that is more some encouragement rather than optimization. But if you feel great and you have a panoramic of everything that you've been doing, you will have a better attitude by approaching the next tasks. So and the last one I'm going to show you. The last one is actually my favorite because yes, you have the boards and yes, you have like the calendar, but that doesn't seem like it's going to be super optimize, it's actually like you have to go for a board to see what's going on, and then to the calendar to see what's going on, and maybe you don't like the calendar. So for me, what actually works, I mean, the board, the general boards look cute. The calendar gives me some feeling of accomplishment, but this one is actually what I work with. That is the task list. So this task list actually goes and grabs everything, all the information of all of your boards and everything that's been assigned to you if you work in Teams, for example. And it grabs all of that information and compacts it and presents it in a list of to-dos. It doesn't matter what board that task is a part of, but you can actually see all of the tasks that you have before your day, like for your day, or you have in front of you, like you have to work on that day or before that stuff. So as you can see, there are a lot of things that will be happening in the next few days. I will need to read some information for my next exposition. That's how you say expo. No, I don't know. Presentation. Jesus Christ! Oh my God! Ah! Abby just came in. What the? Oh my God. It was super big. I don't know if it is the killer. Ah! Jesus Christ. So, I'm actually kind of, okay, I can't even translate in my mind right now. So my best tip for you is to actually open an Asana account and have all of your tasks in a central list that you will be sure that you're taking care of everything of your boards, everything on your recent projects. And I guess the hardest part might be actually to categorize all your projects, know what is a part of everything, and write all of the tasks that you need, that you think that are part of that specific project, and then actually give them a date to be done. That's the hardest part for me, because it took me like 2 days to write everything on those boards, change the colors and change the categories and the sections, and then the task, and add those tasks subtasks with the algorithms that I had in my mind. I mean, the first 2 days, or if you like to work a lot on your computer the first day, well, the first day will be the hardest on that part, and then make a commitment to actually comply. Actually meet the dates that you added to your task. That's the hardest part, to be honest, but that's that will take you only 2 days maximum, and then you will only be following your checklist, your task list, and seeing everything you have done in your calendar, and your panorama will be fade away with all the work that you have done. So right now I'm just kind of following the task over here, and I have a few things that didn't quite have the need to be in the Asana account. So for example, from Monday to Friday I only work with my Asana account, but as today is weekend, so I'm working like half Asana, half Google Calendar, just to make sure my weekend is still calm and I have this feeling of rest, even though it's an active rest. So yeah, that's the Asana, and that's everything that has done for me. If you want to make your account, just search for asana.com, I guess, or download the app on your phone. That is actually super helpful to be able to see your task in your phone, because it's more likely that you will be on your phone and your phone will be with you everywhere you are, instead of the laptop or the computer. Yeah, so that's how Asana has been working out for me. It's actually really if you log into Asana, you might be a little bit of this learning curve that you will have will only last for 2 days in my case, but it's nothing like really hard to do. You can watch a tutorial that lasts 3 minutes, but there's nothing outside of this world about Asana in the terms of how it works. So they have made this app super simple that you can adopt the app super quick, and the faster that you adapt to this tool, the faster you will be achieving your goals, and the faster you will be able to optimize your projects. So I don't think that they have done a bad job at making this tool super accessible. They actually did a great job, because it's simple to understand. You just need to create some boards that are some like carpets, and then under those carpets you can start adding tasks. But for example, my personal board has three sections three sections, and those sections are fitness, health, and commitments or payments, for example. So I added three sections, and under the sections I started adding the tasks. Some tasks have like just one date to be done, and other tasks like the payments have a repetitive date. So when I'm done, I can add in the calendar like when I mark this as done, repeat this task in the next 20 days or 30 days, for example, or every month this day. So it's not that complicated, and it's really is a simple yet powerful tool that I really recommend, because it has done a lot for me in the last 2 weeks. So I can't really predict what will happen from what will happen today in a year because of this tool, that it has helped me to go beyond of what I was doing before. Yeah. Yeah, so there are two types of accounts in Asana. There is the personal and there is the business account. I guess it depends on what you are trying to achieve and how you're working. But for myself, the personal account is more than enough. It's super powerful for me because all of the things that I'm doing are my responsibilities and are my, like I always say, behind Kate.net, there's only me, and all the other things that I do about my career, for example, that there is a lot of group projects, but all the tasks that I write and all the studying for my tests and all the reading for my subject matters and everything that's been done, it's my responsibility. So I'm okay by having a personal account and just writing my personal tasks on my university my university board, and that's okay. But it seems like some people are actually working in groups, not only in university but actually in their startups, in their projects, in their blogs, in, so for them I guess it's actually more convenient to use the business account. And the business account, the only difference is that instead of boards you actually have something called teams, and those teams you can actually divide the apartments of your project. For example, you can place some executive, administration or management, and operative and productive, and sales and marketing, some kind of those stuffs, and innovation area and innovation team. So you can actually create a team and just place the people in charge of those areas and assign them tasks and stuff. But for me, it's more than enough, the personal account. So it's your choice, but there are two options and I want you to know that. So this Asana account, at least my account, is a free account, it's a personal account, and it's more than powerful, even though that is free. I guess it has some kind of missing features just because it's a personal account. For example, I'm seeing that if I go into a board, you have a lot of views of the board and the tasks you have to do. That you have the list, like I already show you the list. You have the board that is something like similar to Trello. And then you have the calendar that I actually show you the calendar, but the general calendar, you can actually see that specific calendar for your board. But if you go to progress, now progress is a still a free feature. Progress is where you check in every week to see how you're going and stuff. But if you need like the Gantt, I don't know if you know, but I guess you have heard about the Gantt project or the Gantt style, I guess it's called. But it seems like one task depends on the other, and until this task is done, you will see the other one. So, and then you can see all the tasks in a timeline, and you will have, it's used a lot in project management, but for like physical projects. For example, in the construction world, there are a lot of use for this Gantt project. It's not a project. Gantt chart, Gantt project. So yeah, if you did the, if you need the Gantt diagram, you actually need to pay. And I don't know what's the other one, but it's supposed to have limited features. But to be honest, the task list, the calendar, the progress, the several boards are actually kind of nice to have in a free account. It's more than enough. It's working super well for me, and I don't wish anything else than that. If and when and if my team is getting bigger in the future, I will be using the next account, but today the personal account is more than enough, and I'm okay. But not having teams on my account, having boards, it's more than enough for me, because I'm behind everything. Yeah, so this Asana, I'm using Asana as a student, as a feature engineer, as a writer, as a content creator, as a live streamer, I guess. And I'm using it as a human for the things that I need to do in my personal life, for example, my health, my training. Like, this Asana tool can be helpful, like, for everybody, but it's really super helpful for the people that want to achieve their goals in certain amount of time. So if you're serious about your goals, if you want to achieve your goals, if you want to optimize your processes, if you want to automate your life, your business, maybe your startup, your project, your personal stuff, I guess Asana is a great fit for you, and I really recommend it, just because, like I said, it helped me to what it helped me to do, like, in the 2 weeks that it has helped me to do, to optimize my projects and, like, connect the dots in the things that I was doing before. I was actually grabbing a lot of time to do some processes, and it helped me to optimize that in just 2 weeks. So I can't wait to know what Asana will do for me in the next few months, years and stuff. But yeah, just for today, and for today I mean for May of 2020, yes, Asana is the biggest tip for me. Asana is not a tip. To create an Asana account and use it on your favor to achieve your goals by checking those tasks every day is actually the greatest tip for me, from me to you, on May of 2020. So I guess that's it for me. I hope you like this live transmission, and I really hope that God allow us to see each other tomorrow. Ciao!